You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goal.
Nope.
With Dom and Jeremy.
No, we are not, Dom. We are not ready.
We were ready for a moment.
Yeah.
And then the dude we had got scared.
What a wuss, huh?
Yeah, we had Kim. Let's talk to Kim while we look for a guy.
A fella. We need a fella.
Can you double-click Kim on for me?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Kim, we had a guy to go up against you, but I guess he chickened out. So, I don't know. Do we just give the point to the girls today, or do we look for another guy?
It's forfeit. I already won.
She's like, done. I'm going to wash my hands of this.
Yeah, but you know, there's so many thousands of people, Kim, who want to hear the game. You know, so
And I want to play the game. I've got fun questions. So,
oh boy, so,
darn it, Kim.
Yeah, I don't think we'll let you have a forfeit win right now.
Oh, and it looks like we got a guy.
Oh, I was going to say it could be my New Year's, my late Christmas present.
Concert tickets for you? No.
What do you do for a living, Kim? Besides BS people, what do you do?
Work at a hotel.
Okay, what do you do in the hotel?
I'm a night auditor.
A night auditor.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what do you do?
So basically, I make sure that all transactions throughout the day are correct. If not, I have to fix it. So my other coworkers done their job correctly.
Oh,
so
okay.
Is it like people getting stuff out of the minibar and stuff like that? Or are you talking more big picture items?
No, just making sure everything, all the activity throughout the day, credit card wise, is correct.
Matches up. No free rooms are being given out or things like that.
True. Yeah.
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 What's the biggest thing you caught? Anything juicy?
In the pool, yeah.
Oh. You're auditing the pool too, huh?
Well, we have to. Everything.
Well, I guess late at night and you're there with that special someone, you get a little hanky-panky going on, huh?
Yeah, but no, nothing through the audit. No, it's been
with the pool situation, did you go in there and call him out right away, or did you just watch for about 15 minutes and then call him out?
No, a guest came over and said, "Hey, you probably should go check the pool because
stuff's
I'm
going
like,
on,
okay.
Huh? Yeah, keep it PG. But so, what did you say? How did you break that up?
And then I said, "Sorry, it's past 10 o'clock. The pool's closed."
Yeah, but I'm
to
not.
Take this party upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, let me get you guys some towels.
Excellent, Kim.
That's funny.
Good. Well, listen, good luck to you today. The guy who is going to go up against you is Lars. Hey, Lars, welcome to the show.
Lars.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Lars. That's a cool name, like Metallica, right? Dude,
that's
on Metallica,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, only different.
Only different.
He's got Viking blood in him, no doubt.
Wow, that's a cool
name.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's funny, I'm reading a book about genetics right now, and they talk about how so many, if your family, if you trace your lineage back at all, and it includes Europe, you have got Viking blood in you.
Whoa.
They say, you just do.
Time to go pillage.
Yeah, time to pillage.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living there, Viking Lars?
I work for an insurance company.
Oh.
What's your job?
I handle litigation, lawsuits against insureds and the company itself.
Man, that sounds time-consuming.
So you're a lawyer is what you're telling us.
I am not a lawyer.
Oh. How do you handle litigation, then?
So I manage the claim itself. So I investigate, evaluate, and adjust whatever claim it may be, which could be not just auto accidents. People think insurance auto accidents, but personal lines insurance covers homeowners, boats, RVs.
And so you got to look into that, because this is going to end up being a court case, and Lars, your information is what's going to sway
Lars
the judge
is on the
this.
Case, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds time-consuming and boring.
Oh, it could be boring, but man, I tell you, you can't make up some of these stories.
Oh, I bet you hear some real far-fetched ones, I'm sure.
Man, it probably pays pretty well too. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive, Lars?
Oh no, I wouldn't.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a 2007 Saturn.
Yeah, you better move jobs.
Well, I have three kids, and I live in a very expensive county, which is very
expensive, but okay.
I didn't know any Saturns were still running, honestly.
I didn't either.
Wow, Lars.
That's funny.
It's impressive.
You're just like my teenager. You know what he said? He said, because I actually got it for him, hoping he would want it.
No, no teenager would want that.
He doesn't want to show up at school with that.
Saturn's not even real. Those don't even exist. I'm like, okay.
they don't anymore, I guess, except whatever's left on the road.
It's like a classic now. You get classic plates on that.
Well, listen, good luck to you today, too. Here's the way this game works. I'm going to be asking Lars some questions that women are probably more likely to know the answer to. And Jeremy will ask Kim some questions that dudes probably more likely would know. Best out of three will win. If we are tied after three, this game will go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. Today, it is the boys going first. Hey, Viking, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. She was the star of Veronica Mars and provided the narrator's voice for Gossip Girl. Who's that?
No clue. Pass.
Well, pass.
Very good. That's Kristen Bell.
Duh.
Kristen Bell, don't you know?
Duh.
Over to Kim we go.
All right, pool cleaning Kim, here we go. How? I'm going to give you multiple choice. How many NFL teams are there? 22, 32, or 42?
Oh, my gosh. 32?
Yes,
ding,
what'd
ding,
you say?
Ding. 32. She said the
she
right
said
one.
Said it? Okay, good.
Good job, Kimmy Kim.
Yeah.
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 Hut football.
Well, I feel like the Vikings should get a multiple choice, too. You ready, Lars?
I'm ready.
Here's your multiple choice.
Do it.
Is the color fuchsia, is that a reddish purple, a bluish green, or a greenish yellow?
Reddish purple.
That is correct.
Oh, cute.
Knows who's fuchsia. Fuchsia is actually named after a plant.
Really?
They didn't name the plant after the color. They named the color after the plant.
I'll be named.
We're tied one apiece. Over to Kim we go.
Kim, what Ninja Turtle uses the nunchucks as his weapon? Nunchucks.
I can't remember their names.
Uh-oh.
Guess anything.
I don't know.
Michelangelo is who I'm looking for. With the nunchucks.
We're still tied one apiece. Lars. Please tell me,
yeah.
Who is the Duchess of Sussex? What name do we know her by? The Duchess of Sussex.
Oh.
Take a guess.
It's, his wife. No?
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle. Yeah, as in Meghan and Prince Harry. She is the Duchess of Sussex. I think she still has that title, too, even though they don't live here anymore.
Oh,
or live there anymore.
That's kind of a question.
They live in Canada, right?
I thought they lived in SoCal.
Like
but
Chicago, I thought.
Well, anyway, they're in North America. So
nobody knows where they live.
Okay, so here's what it comes down to. Kim, if you get this, you'll tie it up for the month for the girls. You'll win the game. You'll be going to the concert. If you miss it, we're going to sudden death overtime. So, see if you can get this one, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kim. I need to know, what day of the year is known as National Star Wars Day?
Oh, I don't even know. July 8th.
No, you big goof. It's May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Get it?
Yeah, I do. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Oh. Well,
my son is.
Sorry.
It's okay.
All right, we're going to sudden death overtime. First one to get one right will win the game. Lars, there's a sweet-smelling line of dolls that were very popular in the 1980s, and then they relaunched them just a few years ago, and they became popular again. What were those sweet-smelling dolls called?
Those are not Beanie Babies, is it?
No, not Beanie
Jeremy
Babies.
Had his. What were your
strawberry shortcake?
It's strawberry shortcake.
She smelled like strawberries, Lars.
Scratch and sniff stickers, I'll take those.
You scratch and sniff dolls, man.
Oh, geez.
My sister had one. I didn't have it.
Oh, I thought you had yours.
No.
Okay. Kim, here's another chance for you to win. Come on.
I would sneak into my sister's room and sniff her dolls.
And play with her dolls.
Thank you very much. All right, Kim, I'm going to give you a car question that does not involve Saturns, fortunately. What car company makes the Model S, the Model X, and the Model 3?
So bad at this.
You really are bad at this.
I am. I'm going to say Chrysler.
No. It's a Tesla. Tesla.
Yeah. Lars could have got that one. Oh,
well, we're
my
still
gosh.
Stuck on one apiece. I'm running out of questions.
I'm running out of patience.
Yeah.
I'm honestly kind of over this game. I don't even have another question lined up. Okay, I got one if we need it. Come on, Lars.
Tom and Jack, I can't believe I'm on the phone with you guys.
Really? You a long-time listener? Crazy, huh? First-time caller?
Long-time. There I am, yeah, yeah.
How long is long time?
Oh, since I was about 14, I guess, so 26 years.
How about that? How about that?
That's crazy. Is there anything you've never called in before?
I have. I've been on the show one other time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
On the Mind Bender.
Oh. Is there anything you don't like about the show?
No, honestly, I can't think of anything.
That's good, Dom. That's great.
Kim, what do you dislike about the show?
This game?
Nothing really.
Just this game, huh?
Yeah, this one kind of, yeah.
Not going so well.
Here we are, another round of overtime. Lars, if you get this, you'll win. What was Betty White's character's name on The Golden Girls? Who was Betty White on The Golden Girls?
Oh, my wife's going to kill me.
Oh, my God, no.
Hope not.
That sounds dangerous.
Take a guess.
Gladys.
Oh, my God.
She was Rose.
Oh man!
All right. Jeremy, I think it might be time for a blinker fluid.
Seriously, this one you should get, Kim. We'll see though. What color overalls does Super Mario wear?
Blue.
Got it.
Game is
brilliant. You did it.
Jeez. Early in the morning.
Listen, here's
that,
what I have to
night
say
audit
about
shift
it.
Shift really gets me.
No, nah, it's all right. We had to wrap up the game because it's almost Friday.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, listen, you both are such wonderful people, and you've both been listening a long time. Lars, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to take some medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
I'll take it now.
Okay.
Girls rule.
Yeah. Yes, they sure do. And they have tied it up for the month. Lars, have a terrific day. Thank you for listening for a couple of decades. We appreciate you. Okay, buddy?
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye, Lars.
You take care. Kim, you tied it up for the girls. It's now two apiece for the month of January.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Listen, and you're going to go to that Pitbull concert, so stand by, and Josh will come back, and he'll give you the details. Do me a favor and pay really close attention to every single detail he tells you, okay?
I will.
You're the best.
Cool. Hold on, Kimmy.
Don't go away. Hey, that was fun, though.
I liked it. It was fun.
It dragged on, but they were great fun to talk to.
Those are good people.